Because of that word, be careful about deception, that all that deal in Syria, you know, it was not, the light was brought there, and it was discovered that it was not the president of that company that used those chemical weapons. It was terrorist. What do you call it? Terrorist. And so we don't need to get involved in one more war. And so thank God for that word that come forth, and through prayer, I believe, was averted.
Yes. Amen, amen, amen.
Friend of a friend that has three children, the youngest being 8. This little boy was born with a hole in his heart. And so the doctors said, well, he'll just outgrow it. You know, it'll close up. And when he was a baby, he would pass out and have seizures and had some complications. But he hadn't done that in a while. But they went to the heart doctor a few weeks ago. And his heart, the hole is still in his heart. Or that Lucy. Well, I'll get to that later. The hole was still in his heart. The hole was still in his heart. It wasn't closing up. It was such that they said surgery was necessary. So they had an appointment Tuesday to go back to schedule surgery and to get it taken care of. And my friend, who knows this friend, called, and we got to pray on the phone on Monday with this girl. It was kind of a three-way call. And it was... I mean, you felt the Holy Spirit. I knew the Lord was doing something. And so my friend called back about an hour, and I said, you know, I very protectively told Brenda, the mother of this boy, that there's a difference between a healing and a miracle, and it's okay for doctors to be in play. And, you know, I didn't want her to be devastated if she had to have, they had to have the surgery. But later that afternoon, I thought, you know, God's going to do a miracle. I just really felt like God was going to do a miracle. Well, Wednesday morning, the mother called and said that she and her husband and the little boy walk into the doctor's office, and the first thing out of the doctor's mouth is, don't know how I misread the x-rays, but there is no hole in this little boy's heart. So they had taken a new set of x-rays and checked, and God had closed up the hole in this little boy's heart.
And tell them what the dad did.
Well, the dad, who has been a mess, he's a drug addict, and anyway, he just right there said, we've been praying, that's God. So he testified and gave glory to God right there in the doctor's office to the doctor. Amen. And then later that day, I texted the mom, and I said, I have been so excited all day about your miracle. And she said, my little boy has been running and playing, and he just got through coming up to me saying, I am so glad Jesus healed my heart. And I said, I texted back and I said, you know, he'll always remember this. He'll always know God's love and his power upon him. And she texted right back. And this is a stretch for them because they're new Christians. But she said, and if he doesn't, I'll remind him. So the whole family was touched, and it will have repercussions because the extended family needs Jesus. So God knew where to put that miracle.
And we need to, when we pray, we need to believe that it's going to happen.
As we've come into a new season today, in Jesus' name, I declare that this season of supernatural miracles on what we thought was unclean are going to happen. Peter's sheet is being let down today. And what we have thought was unclean and untouchable, today, Naaman is being healed of leprosy. That which ain't even born again is going to get touched by the mercy of God. For your family members that you think are so stinky and far out there, and they are, and we know that they are, extend a hand to them right now and prophesy the grace of God. Father, every ugly, unruly demon that has lived in our families for years, right now we declare the grace of God over it. And that supernatural miracle of what we thought was unclean, that which we thought was common and unclean, we choose to touch it and release the manifold grace and wisdom of God over finances, over family members, over homes, over sicknesses and disease. We declare that our God is greater. The water is being turned into wine, and it's a season of joy in this miracle day. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes.
Whoa! Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yeah.